What started as a trip to Cineworld turned out to be the journey of a lifetime. This year, you can watch Avengers Endgame, Rocketman, Men in Black International, Aladdin, and The Lion King over and over again for one monthly price. Discover a world of unlimited possibilities with unlimited cinema for £17.90 a month. Feel more at Cineworld. Terms apply.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Megan the Slayer Taylor. Hit a homer with Jeffrey Bomer.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson. Hava Nagila Weber.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment. The Bay Area Betches. Betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Lulu Simon. Su Studio.
Kelly Grant.
The Grandmaster. Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The Incredible Edible Matthew Sisters. And
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Watch what crappens, who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens, crappens,
crappens, watch what crappens, watch what crappens, who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, a cartoon available on YouTube. And joining me today on this fabulous Monday is the one and only Ronnie Karam from the Rose Pricks Bachelor Rose podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Well, hello.
This is a big Monday for us because we are going to also be recording our very first episode of Winter is Crappening. So keep an eye out for that because that's going to be fun. I mean, it'll be in this feed. If you don't watch Game of Thrones, then no worries. You just move right along. It's fine. We will still be doing all our regular shows as well. But if you do watch Game of Thrones, then we hope you take a listen and enjoy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And we don't have anything to shill. It's amazing. I mean, like, you know.
Get tickets for our Irvine show, suckas. Irvine, also, those Goodbye month. Kyle shirts are only up for another week or two. So go get your Goodbye Kyle. Goodbye Kyle.
Bye Kyle.
Look at those. Now, we have a big day today because this Real Housewives of Atlanta is ridiculous, okay?
Yeah.
Stupid Nene.
It is
talking
really
to
ridiculous.
You, stupid Nene.
And one thing that I did as soon as the episode was over is I went immediately to Twitter because I was really angry. I was angry at Nene because I just think that she is just a ball of haterade. And sometimes I just need to know, am I the only one that feels this way? Or, I mean, I knew you felt that way too, but is it just me and Ronnie or is it the rest of the world? And I went on to Twitter and guess what? Everyone thinks Nene's a monster. Like everyone on Twitter was hating on Nene and everyone was saying the best things. And one of my favorite tweets that I saw was a guy, and unfortunately I don't have it in front of me. He said, you know, when Nene says she is the glue that keeps this cast together, maybe she forgot season 9 when she wasn't on it and the ratings soared and the reunion had an entire extra episode. Yeah, case in point, as Lindsay from Summer House. Case and point, as Lindsay would say.
Well, yeah, she's the glue. She's that old-fashioned glue that gave people lead cancer, you know, and then they had to, like, take it down, and then no one could use the glue anymore, and then they had to figure out how to re-kill a horse to get, like, glue that wouldn't kill you.
Yeah, she's
that's
like
the kind of glue she is. She's haterade. I hate Nene. I hate her.
Yeah.
I hate that she's back. I hate that she's acting like a jackass. I hate that she's making her husband's cancer all about herself all the time.
Yeah.
I'm over it. I have no pity for Nene or no empathy or sympathy,
no.
Whichever word you'd prefer using, guys, okay?
Either
so
one.
So I get a grammar argument.
No, she has no pathy, okay? And you know what? Like, I tried to make Nene work, okay? I tried to make it work this season. At one point, I felt like classic Nene was back. I thought she was a little nicer, and I was feeling it. I was like, Nene is back. Why was I so silly? Why would I ever think that? She is not back. She is a monster. She always will be a monster. She has been forever tainted by fame. And honestly, I really do think she has undiagnosed borderline personality disorder.
I'm not even going to give her that benefit of the doubt, because I'm so sick of people being dicks and then suddenly they're like, oh, it's a mental disorder. No, you're a fucking dick. Okay,
I'm not using it as an excuse.
No, I'm not yelling at you. I'm yelling at people who do that, because it makes me crazy. It's like, oh, I'm a dick. Oh, well, I fell out of a skylight when I was 16. That's why I have PTSD. Oh, it's like 20 different reasons now that you're a dick that everyone has to give you pity. No, you're a fucking dick, okay? And you're being mean to your husband with cancer, okay?
She is a dick. Well, I think that's the thing. When you have borderline personality disorder, you sort of become a dick. Like, everything becomes about you. It's like... like the smallest thing. Case in point again, ever since Summer House. But case in point, I mean, everything with this Kenya thing. Like, she is ending her friendship with Cynthia because Cynthia invited Kenya to a party. I'm sorry, that is the pettiest, stupidest thing. She's so vile. She's so terrible. And what I did love about this episode, and we are going to jump into it shortly, I did love that the women just were like, at some point, just all laughing at her. And I feel like that's what Nene needs. I think she needs like an entire reunion of women, not to be like, well, Nene, like, not to be like trying to read her.
Kissing
not,
her ass. You
not
know?
To, yeah, not to be like kissing her ass, not to be trying to defend themselves. Just whenever she says dumb shit, just laugh at her and dismiss her, because that's what she needs and deserves.
And you know what else? Who else needs to start doing that? The audience. Because Nene, I was really proud of the ladies in the show, which is a crazy thing to say. But I was proud of how they reacted to Nene, because like you said, they laughed in her face. They did not take one ounce of her shit or start bending over backwards to try and apologize to her. And they stuck to their guns. And that's very rare, because usually in these shows, like the meanest one, everyone starts bending over backwards so they don't get, you know, crushed by their mean tractor or whatever.
Yeah.
And they didn't this time. And it was very nice. And well, I hope that we're done with Nene. I know that we have a month of these goddamn reunions, but I hope that when these are done, that I'm done with Nene and I never have to see her, support her, give her any kind of mind again.
I think they need to fire her. I think Bravo needs to actually fire her and be done with her for good this time. I really firmly believe it. You know, we said this about Kim Zolciak last year. And, you know, and Nene, we were on your side for that one with Kim Zolciak. And this is like, no, we are not on your side anymore. I mean, against Kim Zolciak, I probably still would take Nene's side. But Nene needs to go. And let's also, like, all hail Portia, because she was just so excellent at the reunion. Anytime Nene was in a snit, anytime, like, Nene was trying to, like, have a moment, Portia was just, like, literally laughing at her, smirking at her. It was like those texts that we saw last week where between the two of them, where Nene was write this long text message and Portia would respond with emoji that was like, you know, like, like Portia just like,
bye
she
edges,
has the right attitude.
Bye,
exactly.
Edges.
Bring back Claudia Jordan. That's what I say. Bring back Claudia Jordan. Get rid of Nene.
Well, I don't want Nene's horribleness to overshadow Claudia's boringness, because Claudia did have a fun time when she yelled at Nene at that homeless shelter. Otherwise, I mean, I don't necessarily need Claudia Jordan back, but I don't need Nene back either. And guess who else I don't need back? Kenya, okay? Let's not all forget that the last time you told somebody, you said that somebody had borderline personality disorder. I believe it was Kenya. So you see,
I don't remember. I feel like
it comes back full circle.
I feel like I pull that one out a lot. She probably does have borderline, but she's at least borderline and funny. Like, she's borderline and entertaining to me, or she knows how to, like, I just feel like she knows what to do. I think she can read people a lot better than Nene can. I think that she knows how to stir up drama in a way that where she is awful. I'm never going to say that Kenya Moore is a good person, but I do think that she is great on this show. I think that she has, like, she knew how to stir up shit in a way that was, like, interesting and hilarious, whereas Nene is just, like, clunky and angry and bitter. And if I'm going to choose between two borderline personality people, I'm going to choose Kenya over Nene.
Okay, fair enough.
And I agree with you, by the way.
But
Claudia Jordan
like
exists best.
Where I'm not raging about somebody being so fucking horrible. It's like, this is, I mean, I have Kyle, but Kyle's like child's play on Beverly Hills compared to these people. I mean, my God, Nene is a monster. Kenya is a monster. I mean, this show has like the funniest, this one's the funniest one to me, but it's also the one that features the biggest monsters, Smulla.
Yeah, these women are like full on monsters. Yeah, I think the show is in trouble right now, and I think we need to get rid of Nini, probably need to get rid of Eva, and I don't know, then see where we go from there.
But it was really nice to see that this show broke a million, you know, broke their 2 million mark, which is good, because it's been having some kind of issues this year, and ratings tanked a little bit this year.
Yeah, notice that the ratings tanked over
2 million.
The ratings have been tanking ever since Nini came back last year. Let's also say that. But here's the thing. So this reunion. Now, nothing really happened in this first hour. The only thing that happened was that Nini was an asshole. And that's the big takeaway. But we sort of knew nothing was really going to happen because there was literally 5 minutes of filler before the women even sat down. Which always means whenever there's a lot of pre-show stuff, and whenever the clip packages last a minute, then you know they got nothing to show, right? So this one was 5 minutes. I think that's a record, because it starts off at 5 a.m. and the music is all serene, la 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 in Atlanta, etc. And we see the women are arriving at wherever they're shooting at the Georgian Ballroom and getting their makeup done, and Dennis is asleep and dreaming of hot dogs, etc.
Ronnie is a very thirsty house husband to me. I'm going to put a prediction out there that Ronnie will fight with a housewife at some point, because I'm getting a very heavy thirst vibe from Ronnie. He's always acting like he's in a commercial for a new subdivision. You know how he's always on a billboard for a new subdivision. Isn't it lovely being in this subdivision with my gorgeous family? I'm a legend.
Yeah. I feel he tried to have a fight with Candy and it was it was not the right one. And I think that probably Shamar was no, don't go after Candy. So maybe next season, if they're back, he will go after someone he'll probably, if Eva's back, he'll go after Eva.
Or Marlo. I can see him going. I can see him coming for Marlo.
Low hanging fruit, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's so funny because low hanging fruit takes on such a different meaning when we're talking about Marlo, you know?
It's true. So now I want to point out, so everyone was arriving at 5 a.m. Okay, 5 a.m. and everyone's getting their makeup done because the taping is going to start at 10 a.m. And guess who walks in at 9:45 a.m.?
Nini. Of course.
Nini,
in pajama, in glitter pajamas.
The woman who loves to yell at people for being late to her dinner parties, loves, and who just recently at her wig party got so mad at the other women for being hours late, she walked in. Now, to be fair, we don't know if her call time was 9:45, but I still want to point out she still arrived many hours after all the other women regardless.
Yeah, and it's such a cheesy old school way of trying to get control. Gonna be the last one there and make everyone wait. You can't even be fun and new in your ways to diss people with time.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, she should have been there an hour. She should have been there at 4 a.m and shamed them for all being I'm a professional, I work in Vancouver sometimes now, you know. What I would have done.
Yeah, but I'm is Meemaw mad again? Who hurt Meemaw's feelings? It's we're going to be late to church, and then Meemaw gets out there 2 minutes before, no one drank their Tang. You know how long I worked to put that together?
I'm not sure if I fully follow that metaphor, but I appreciate it.
Well, it happened all the time. It was Meemaw's,
is that a thing?
Way to control you. Control you with the Tang guilt.
The Tang.
Make everybody late for church.
I feel I was following it until the Tang part happened. And I just want to point out
understand Tang references. I should know that by now.
Well, also, I want to point out we are live on TV Party at the moment, and someone just sent a giant peanut that put it on. There was a giant peanut appear on the screen, and then it broke in half, and a dog came out. So this is where we're at today.
Yeah, there you go. That's basically the reunion recap in one GIF.
So now
opening it up, and a dog comes out.
Yeah.
So now this is taking place right after they've all just seen the finale, because they get these episodes, I think they get them a week before, but then right before the finale shoots, they get four episodes in a row.
Yeah.
So they see the four episodes early. So Cynthia has just seen that they've made it look like she said, now I don't know if she said this or not, I assume that it's real, that she said, I'm supposed to pretend that Nini didn't know that Kenya was coming.
Yeah.
I think that was real. People online are saying that they edited that in and that's not really what she said. So I guess we'll find out as time goes on. But
I think that's real, but I think the question is, I don't think we fully know the context of that, because she could be talking about a production told her to act a certain way. Like, it could have been a totally benign thing that she's, you know, like, pertaining to production, but they make it seem like she has a scheme. So I don't know. And I'm actually willing to give Cynthia the benefit of the doubt because Nini is such a fucking monster.
Yeah. Well, she's really upset about it. So people are like comforting her because she's like, it's going to be so hard. It's going to be so difficult, Jeff. And then Andy goes in to say, you know, do his regular, hi. Hey.
Hey. And what's going on? He's got his full morning voice.
He goes in to say hi to Candy, and Candy's like, can we have the room, please? And like clears all the makeup people out. And she's like, excuse you, Andy, but I'm not going to sit there and let you guys make it look like. She's like, I saw that last episode, and I know for a fact that I didn't tell Cynthia that Kenya was coming. And I'm not just going to like sit here and do some conspiracy theory with you and your stupid reunions, Andy.
Yeah. And yeah, so she's like already like no. And meanwhile, Nini's talking on the phone with Marlo, and she's all angry, and she's like saying that they like that Cynthia and Candy were plotting together, and she was really mad that at the end of Cynthia's event that Candy came up and was like, you know, she's like, she had the audacity to hug me and tell me she loved me and hope that she and like that Ken and I would be in a better place. I'm like, yeah, because she's like a human being, by the way. There's nothing fake about that. Like, I'm sorry. Like, you're an asshole, Nini. You're an asshole. And it makes me mad that after all these years, we still don't have a Nini impersonation, because I'd really like to use one right now, but we just don't have one.
Yeah, well, we can't be completely problematic on this show.
That's what my concern is. If I tried to do a full-on Nini voice, I feel like I would start to sound problematic, and I just can't go down that path. Because I don't want to lose that higher ground over Nini, you know? Because, like, I know in my heart of hearts, I would never want to be problematic. I know you wouldn't want to be either. We would just try to sound like her because we like to mimic people, but I don't want to have a situation like a Black with a Q situation, you know? Like, where like, what we, like, I don't want that to get in the way of me trying to like convey how much I think Nini is wrong in the situation.
Yeah, Nini's just an asshole. And she's like, they were my sisters! My sisters! Oh, how could they do this to me? My sisters.
I know.
It's like they invited someone to a party, okay? I'm watching Game of Thrones right now, where everybody's getting beheaded for the littlest thing. And I'm like, how is Nini still here? How, you know, if this was Game of Thrones, her head would have been on a spike months or years ago.
And she would have put some people's heads on a spike also.
And she would have put people's heads on a spike. Yeah. I mean, it's like people invited somebody to a Peach Bellini party. Okay, you're going to survive this.
Thank you. Thank you for like truly like providing the proper context for this fight. They're like, someone answered yes to an Evite. Okay, that's what happened. Okay.
I'm sorry. And then Marlo's on the FaceTime or the phone with the speakerphone with Nini, and she's like, well, you know, Candy's a liar, that's for sure. She's a damn liar. And she's like, yes, she is a liar. They were in an alliance. How long have I said that? Like, Nini, this isn't a game, okay? No one's trying to overthrow you. They put you in a situation that you could have totally made yourself look like a good person, and you made yourself look like a donkey, as usual. And that's your own doing. It's your own personality. And she's like, how long have I told you, Marlo? How long have I told you? And Marlo's like, well, I'm about to start listening to you.
And you know what? Like, it's like what we said last week. Nini is the one who sprung Portia on Andy's baby shower. And also, Nini was complicit in surprising Kenya and everyone. I'm sorry, Phaedra. Thank you. And Nini also made that surprise appearance in the Caribbean a few seasons ago. So, like, she has been the active party in these sort of situations before. And so she can't act like a big baby when it happens to her.
Oh, and not only that, Nini was there in the Bahamas. She just happened to be there in the Bahamas the same week that the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills were going to try and take Lisa Vanderpump down at that dinner where she left early because she wasn't going to sit there and listen to a bunch of shit. Mm-hmm. So, excuse you, Nini, but I think that you're not really in the place to complain about surprises.
So, Cynthia, meanwhile, you know, Andy's trying to get Cynthia to cry. He's like, so, yeah, you guys are good friends, but, like, you're not friends anymore. How do you feel about not being great friends anymore, Cynthia? And she just starts choking up, you know, and she's like, I mean, I tried to be a good friend with her, but, you know, I don't know. We'll see. So Andy hugs her, and he's like, oh, sweetie. And you just know in his head, he's like, I'm going to tear this friendship apart even more. Just enjoy it now. This is actually going to be the good times right now.
Yeah. Then he goes to see Nini, and he's like, hi! He's like, hey, like everyone's not crying in the hallway already.
Yeah, I know.
And he's like, how you feeling today, hun? And she's like, I feel blessed to have the greatest discernment of all time. What are you talking about? What are you even talking about right now?
I know. She's crazy. She's also, by the way, now launching her new theory, which is that she never even had a problem with Kenya before, and that it was always Cynthia pitting them against each other. I mean, come on. Cynthia wasn't even friends with Kenya until, like, you left the show.
Yeah, well, she was friends with her before, but, yeah, but it was when like Nini was turning on, you know, Nini turns on Cynthia, then Cynthia finds other friends, and she gets mad that she finds other, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's like trying to apply logic to Nini, but.
Yeah. So, like, now we're like 35 minutes.
Oh, and also, I'm so sorry that I'm not letting you go on, but I just have to point out, of course, this is another control thing, because now she's saying that she never had a problem with Kenya in the first place. Well, you know why she's saying that? Because Kenya has beat her at her own game, and so yes. Now she's going to try and befriend Kenya. I mean, she's pathetic, this woman.
I know. She's pathetic and, like, ridiculous.
See? Now, Riley.
Don't want no breaks.
Don't need no breaks. But we have to take a break right now.
So now, like, you know, now they finally start to sit down. It's truly like half an hour into the show, and they're sitting down, and the set is like Japanese themed, and there's like a koi pond, and it was so crazy. It looked like public access also. I was like, what are we watching? The lighting was all messed up. Like, the patterns were vivid. And of course, guess who was late to come to the couches? Nini.
Yeah, she showed up like right with that. Dun, 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 dun. She's like, and she also had one of those things, I don't know if you noticed, like, but the Project Runway, when they had to do the challenge with body modifications, and it was people with, like, horns coming out of their head. Yeah. You know, she had one of those shoulder horn things that they had on there. And I was like, ugh, now you're at least becoming the demon you are. You know what I mean? It's like physically growing out a horn out your shoulder.
Exactly. And she had that that phony smirk on her face, like, where she's, like, really pissed off, but she's gonna do that little smile, like, that tight, like, pursed lip smile to show that, no, I'm going to be a lady right now, even though, like, I hate all these bitches. She's doing that thing, you know, and then later on acting like she wasn't mad at all, which is so annoying, because I think it was, maybe it was during that four-part reunion, that epic reunion, whatever, she came on for a segment, and she was wearing, I seem to remember her wearing, like, this crazy white pantsuit, and she came out and was all like, hi, hi, it was like new Nini, like new nice Nini, and she was like all chatty with everyone, hi girls, hi, how are you? So, like, we know that she can be chatty and fun, but she's now going to act like, oh no, like, I'm in a perfectly fine mood. You guys were the ones who chose not to speak with me.
Yeah, and they're all looking away from her, which I loved, because it just shows you they're not going to take her shit in this reunion. And I was like, yes, girls, yes!
Yeah. So now it starts. So Andy starts asking the question. He's like, hi, Nini, you're the glue for your wig and your family. And that's when she's like, and the glue for this cast as well, which is like the biggest bullshit of all time. As you said before, lead poisoning glue. Like, yeah, asbestos lead glue. It's like full-on mesothelioma, whatever you say. However you say it. I can't say it. It's so tricky. What a tricky... mesothelioma.
I don't know what you're saying. I'm just smiling.
I'm just going to say it over and over again. The rest of the episode is just going to be me trying to say that word. Mesothelioma.
Mesothelioma?
Mesothelioma? Mesopotamia?
What does that mean?
Oh, it's just what asbestos causes. You know, like, how asbestos is lethal. That's what the condition...
Just call her popcorn lung and be done with it, okay?
Listen,
keep it easy. Popcorn lung.
She's rubber cement.
Yeah, so when she says she's the glue for the cast, too, I'm like, no one talks to you. You don't talk to anybody. You're about to get fired from this show. And this show's had the lowest ratings it's ever had with you back on it. So have fun, glue.
Yeah. nice glue. So then it's like, hi, Cynthia. How's like, Mr. Hill? How's Chill? Whatever. And she's like, Chill, my girl is in my bed at Lake Bailey. Which... I don't know why that, like, really... I don't know. I had, like, a lot of complex emotions regarding that. I don't know. And I don't even know why. I just, like...
Because it's like Cynthia's trying to be sexy, but the audience is thinking he's in bed still. I mean, Yeah. Haven't you had enough with lazy men? Like, get him out of bed and tell him to go to work. What is this, Peter?
Yeah,
which we know exactly. It's not, because we know that Jill has a job.
But. Yeah. So then, you know, then there's like a hi, Eva, and like, oh my God, this time at the last reunion, you were so pregnant. We thought we were going to have a reunion baby. And now it looks like it's going to be Portia who might have the reunion baby. It's like, ha ha ha, like fun little jokes. And then it cuts to Nini, and she does that thing where she turns her head away, like, ugh. She goes, which for those yeah. listening at home was me doing that pursed lip smile, rolling my eyes and turning my head slowly from left to right.
Yeah. And Andy's like, so Portia, did you know who came to your baby shower? It looked really fun. I saw it on Instagram. And Portia's like, well, some could only come in spirit, like Candy and Nini. We knew Nini was there when it started raining inside. So Andy's like, well, yeah, you were opening on your gifts on Instagram Live, which was super entertaining. And he's like, what, it did Candy and Nini get you gifts? And she goes, well, I didn't get Nini's. Maybe I missed that one. And Nini's like, you did not miss it. You did not miss it. She goes, oh, okay, so you haven't sent it yet? She goes, no, you're not gonna, you did not miss it. You did not.
What a stupid idiot. Like, why is she proud of being, like, ungracious or unpleasant? And, like, where, like, why does she have an issue with Portia? I mean, where is this issue with Portia coming from also, by the way?
Because the issue with Portia is that Portia said, because Nini said that the stuff that happened in her closet, Portia went and recorded a voiceover to say, right. I'm pregnant, I'm scared, or whatever, and that Portia never said that and wasn't in any danger at all. And then Portia, that's when they got in that text fight that we read in the last episode.
Right. Sorry. Sometimes I forget, like, the, because it's such small. Because
there's so much stupid. It's like a ball of stupid, you know? It's like one of those balls of rubber bands. It's like, why are we saving this in our brain? You know, it's just another fucking rubber band. Just flick it and get out.
It's a rubber cement ball. That's what it actually is. It's like, you know, when you, like, use rubber cement, a.k.a. Nini, and you, like, you put it on the back of some construction paper, but then you sort of, like, peel it off, and then it becomes, like, a little thing that you play with your fingers. That's what this is.
Yeah, like a roly booger.
A roly rubber cement booger.
Yeah.
So now the issue is, so Nini is, like, proudly does not send a gift for the baby, because that's the sort of monster she is. And Andy's like, Nini, you were at Floyd Mayweather's birthday party in Los Angeles during the baby shower, weren't you? She's like, but then she had said,
she goes, was I? Like, she won't say it. And he's like, yes, you were. She goes, okay, then.
Yeah.
Okay.
But she had said on Watch What Happens Live that she was definitely in Vancouver. But now she starts saying that she's in Vancouver.
Yeah.
By the way, I would not be proud to say I was at Floyd Mayweather's birthday party. He is a garbage human being who beats women. He is, like, a terrible, terrible person. So, like, like that is not a feather in the cap to be at Floyd Mayweather's birthday.
Yeah, that's not a Mayweather feather. Nini!
Yeah.
And Portia's like, yeah, and that was in California, not in Canada. And she's like, I was in Canada. I was in Canada. Like, she's doing that thing where she's just repeating stupid lies. And also, that's another thing that started the Portia-Nini fight. When Portia told on Nini, who told on who at the beginning of the season? It was like Portia said that Nini had out. Oh my God, you guys, I'm so sorry. I forgot the exact same thing. And Nini was like, nope, I never said a thing. And they're like, Portia's like, yeah, you did. She's like, no, I didn't. And so she got, and it was some petty little thing too.
Yeah.
Like, damn it, it'll hit rubber me later, cement guys. Booger. I'm so sorry I brought it up and then forgot.
No, it's cement fine. Booger, I do that every rubber episode. Band ball. Okay. But you know what? Like, you know, I think Nini has, like, a lot of axes to, stupid axes to grind. Like, not real axes, like little toy axes that come with a He-Man figure. She has those to grind because she's also probably mad that Portia has a spinoff, you know, obviously, because she cited that in her text messages. And she's also pissed off because she feels like Portia gets to skip shooting scenes because she's pregnant, where Nini has to show up at the scenes. So I think she also feels that. She feels some sort of, like, injustice over the way Portia is getting treated by production, because she sort of alluded to that heavily in the season about, like, I see moms with babies, like, one in the hand and one in the stomach at a bus stop, you know?
Yeah. Then my favorite character comes in, the Quarry Fish.
The Quarry Fish. A.K.A. America.
Yeah, they've got a koi pond on this stage, and no one really knows how this is going to work. You know, you can tell because they're all freaking out that there's fish there. And every time like the fish jump, the ladies scream and yell. So this is the first where the fish jumps and like, ah! They start screaming. And Andy's like, 3 minutes in and the fish are jumping.
Yeah.
And so everybody starts cracking up. But Nini, you know, Nini's just been completely deflated. Not that she had much of a balloon to fly anyway, but she's just been deflated. And she's like, you listen here. The truth is I was in Canada, and I was there that whole time, and you can ask Goldilocks over there. So she's being a total bitch to Cynthia, but then asking Cynthia to back her up, you know? And Cynthia's still such a pussy that she's like, well, Goldie confirms. Thank you very much. Like, you tell her, Cynthia.
Yeah,
you back
way to
up
go.
Her lie. You back up her obvious fucking lie. Like, you were on Instagram, Nini. How do you think they all know that you were there?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know that koi fish had the evidence and was trying to get everyone's attention. It was like, I have the picture right here. I have it. Yeah. You know, Andy, you know, Andy could not stand that koi pond. You can tell because before when they walked out onto the set and they were like getting the koi pond ready, Andy's like, are we going to be late because of this koi pond? And then he like his comment of like 3 minutes in the koi fish already jumping was his passive aggressive way to like signal to producer, these fish are getting in the way of my reunion right now. That was totally like, you could tell he hates those fish.
Yep. So Andy's like, after self-predicting that you'd be the next to get married, you manifested a hot dog king that put a bun in the oven. I was like, oh God. And then he said five more rhymey like things in the thing. And then we get the Porsche segment.
Yeah.
Which who cares? And then we come back from that and Andy's like, aw, happy story for Porsche. Ah.
The fish are crying. They're holding their fins like, that was so sweet. They're like having a nice moment down there.
The fish are down there like choking on the hot dog buns that Porsche's throwing them from her purse.
Yeah. I did like that. Like whenever the bickering got really loud, the production would just cut to inside the koi pond and you would hear the fighting from like underwater. It's actually very much like when you watch Big Brother After Dark. Whenever someone says something that they're not supposed to be, it just cuts to
the fish.
It's a nice reference to Candy.
So then Portia is, you know, Portia's glowing because she's pregnant and she is getting everything she wants this year. And he's like, yeah, finally a happy story for Portia. And she's like, well, you know, we always talk about Portia deserves and God answers my prayers. I'm like, yeah, everyone just sits around like Portia deserves this. You know, Portia, really, the weather is great today. Portia deserves
this. Portia does deserve this. You know what, Ronnie, I just found some utility tape on my desk. Portia deserves this. She deserves it.
You know what? I have a duster sitting here because I know that today after the show, I'm going to dust my desk. Okay? Portia deserves that.
You know what?
She deserves it.
You know what? I just found one of those sunglass things that, you know, the things you wipe down a sunglass so it doesn't scratch it. Portia deserves this. She does.
You know what else I randomly have on my desk? Some combat roach killing stuff because it's almost summer in my neighborhood and I need to put these under the house so I don't get roaches. And I could make a terrible Nini joke for Kim Zolciak, but I'm not going to do it because these actually are real and I do have them on my desk. And also because Portia deserves this.
Portia deserves it.
You know?
You know what I have right here? Measuring tape. Measuring tape. You know what? And you know what? I don't think Portia knows dimensions. I'm going to send this to her because you know what? Portia
She deserves this. Portia deserves this. Also, what the fuck are our desks?
You don't even want to know what else is on here. You don't even want to know. I got this thing. I don't even know what this thing is. I think it holds a microphone. I got different styles of pens. I do have a stapler.
You know what? Look what I have on my desk. Not even kidding you. A tape measure. What is wrong with us? Wait. We both have tape measures on our desk.
I have a little card that says, Ben, I don't think I've even opened it. It says a gift for you.
Well, don't open it now because you're going to embarrass.
Oh, it's from Vishal and Eva. I did read this.
Kaiser Permanente bill.
I have an envelope, an empty envelope that's addressed to the Juror Service Division of the Superior Court of Los Angeles.
I have an empty bootlegger bottle.
Here's what I got. Giovanni, a Giovanni card.
Okay, I have five vapes. I mean, I'm just ready to go, guys. Okay, so Portia deserves this.
Portia deserves this.
And Andy's like, yeah, I mean, You were on Love Connection right before you found him. That was amazing. You were so good on Love Connection. I was like, Andy, stop talking about Love Connection, please. Stop trying to make Love Connection happen.
Yeah,
please.
Stop trying. Andy will take any opportunity to promote his own shit. And I actually respect that because I do the same thing.
Your shit is terrible, okay? The Love Connection is terrible, sir. Okay, get a better job to promote. So, you're embarrassing me.
Yeah, so Shamari, so that now it's like, so Shamari, you called Dennis a leprechaun. And so now Shamari has to defend it. She's like, well, I mean, he was wearing a green suit and he's short. But she's like, he ain't short. He ain't short. I'm like, this is why she needs the measuring tape, okay? she really has problems with dimensions.
So Portia's like, you know, it's just that me and Dennis wanted the same things in life. And Andy goes, hot dogs? And she goes, yeah, I wanted the hot dog, and he had the hot dog, and I am the bun. It's like, that is so gross. We need to stop with the hot dog stuff, please.
It was actually the original lyrics to Open Your Heart to Me. You are the hot dog, and I am the bun. Open your heart to me.
And she's like, well, he's not a leprechaun, but he do have a pot of gold.
Wait, that's mustard.
Yeah. And Andy's like, how much is that onion ring on your finger? And she's like, that is private. And he says, I read that it was $750,000. And she goes, well, if you read it, it might be true. And they all start laughing. And then he says my favorite thing. I think Andy did a really good job in this reunion because he was really shady in it. And I like when he gets like snarky with the ladies, but he's like, wow, that's a lot of hot dogs. I'm sorry, but a guy who runs a local hot dog place is not buying a $750,000 ring because he sells hot dogs. That is some bullshit.
It is some bullshit right now.
And I want to know what shady ass business he's involved in.
Well, I think that, like, honestly, when she says it's a 13 carat ring, I think it's actually like somehow like the ground up carrots. It's like 13 carrots that were ground up and toasted and formed into a ring.
So yeah, he's like, wow, so that hot dog business, huh? She goes, yeah, they sell like hot dogs. And Nini is just so mad. Like, they keep showing Nini's face and she is so pissed off during this whole thing. So then Andy asks, so how's the wedding planning going? And she's like,
well, you know, Andy, basically we're not going to get married till we get a prenup, and then we basically got stuck.
I was like, I love that you're getting stuck. What are you stuck on? She's got to make more money than him. She's on Real Housewives of Atlanta, and she's on Dish Nation.
Yeah, I'll tell you what they're stuck on. They're stuck on contract negotiations with Bravo to have their wedding paid for and filmed. That's what
that's true. Yeah, she's like,
we're stuck until the camera crew gets here, Andy. You know how it goes.
I have a feeling they'll have a very specific idea of how to do their wedding come, like, next month. You know, like, and then because they're going to want to, like, prepare it and, like, have it all for next season. It's going to be the usual Bravo thing where it's like, we've decided that we want to have a wedding next month because we just don't want a long wedding. We don't want a long wait. It's like, no, that's because that's your production schedule. And then it's like, I only have a month to find my five dresses, you know?
Yeah, well, that makes more sense because I didn't even think like that. And I'm really cynical. I don't know what's wrong with me.
A very Ronnie Karam, like, conspiracy theory. I'm like,
yeah, but I was like, wow, that's so smart, Portia. So dumb. And then he's like, so how's it going with your mother-in-law? And she's like, well, she's
learning how to use her voice, but she needs to learn how to make her voice quieter.
And I was like, whoa, she's publicly shading that mother-in-law. Is she stupid? But of course, she's just announcing like the character for the next show. It's going to be like the funny conflict. It's Portia and her mother-in-law.
That's true. It's probably, there'll probably be like lots of things happening on the side, on the spinoff, which I have to tell you, we haven't discussed whether or not we're going to cover it. I have to say, I'm not so into a three-episode special about giving birth to a baby. I'm sorry.
No, Portia. No. Sorry, Portia. Love, Portia. I'm so glad that Portia is taking her rightful throne on this show.
Yes, she has ascended, but we don't need the spinoff.
I'm, like, glad. But Atlanta is too long already, and I'm not going to do another three episodes of Atlanta. Sorry!
Especially when there's so many other... My tape started rolling off the desk, and I got startled. I thought it was an animal. I literally jumped right here. Yeah, especially when there's like so many other good shows on Bravo. I do not need to watch a baby special. And by the way, just like in case people who work at Bravo have not figured it out, Real Housewives of New York is the best thing on your network right now because there are no weddings and babies, okay? We don't have to sit through that shit. Just women who've already done that shit and just, well, except for Tinsley, sorry, and who just want to live their life. Yeah.
So anyway, Tinsley somewhere start crying. Thanks a lot, Ben.
I just shamed Tinsley, but that's part of the fun, right? So now Portia, like, would Portia ever go to Candy for advice? And she would. And Candy's advice, here's what Candy's advice is. See now, I can't do the Candy voice today. I think it's like post like Portland Phoenix trip. I can't do the voice. But Candy's big advice was never lose yourself. Thanks, Candy. Great advice.
Yeah, thanks. How about take an epidural? Okay, that's my advice.
Yeah. There you
go. Take the epidural. And also drink during pregnancy. No, I'm just kidding. Because I think that actually happened because she gets accused of that later.
Yeah.
But, you know, my mom said it really helped her.
The epidural?
The drinking while you're pregnant.
Oh.
Because she said that when I was in her womb that was still normal, that people could still drink and smoke. And so she's like, I drank a bottle a day and smoked a pack a day when I was pregnant with you, and you're fine. And meanwhile, I'm like cross-eyed and falling over still at 43.
So now it's like there's now questions about, you know, to Nene about like, hey, has Nene been checking in on Portia to see how she's doing with her pregnancy? No.
No. No.
No, Nene is very happy to say no, she has not been checking in. This is the woman who has spent a lot of our time complaining that no one checks in with her to see how she's doing when she's dealing with Greg.
She's going through the worst. Nene's always going through the worst thing, okay?
But God forbid she checks in on a pregnant woman who's her little sister.
So he's like, well, you weren't at the gender reveal. She goes,
yeah, just save the list. You didn't do anything when it came to me. And she's like, it's all right, Portia. It's all right, Portia. And she goes, oh, yeah, it's all right now, but I was hurt then. I come to your events. And she's like, no.
Which Nene's doing that like, I'm just here because I'm being paid and I'm going to give a one-word answer and just pretend you're dead otherwise.
Like she's doing us all a favor, you know, like the star of Cinderella from 4 years ago on Broadway and the failed NBC sitcom The New Normal and the upcoming pop TV show that doesn't, I don't even know the name, but it's shooting in Vancouver, is doing us a favor by appearing on this reunion for us.
Yeah. The star of the next failed store on Bravo, Swagaga.
the star of the new boutique that has a high-end corner, Swag, and Swagalicious. Like,
oh god. So Nene's like, so Portia's like, you're trying to piggyback on me not attending Candy's events to be your own storyline, which is funny and true. And she's like, no, I don't feel like you're supportive, and that's the end of it. I don't feel like you're supportive. It's like, that's my opinion. I hate when people are like that. It's like, but that's my truth. You know, that's like her. That Nene's a that's my truth kind of a person. Well, Nene there is no your truth, okay? There's the truth and there's not the truth.
There's also Nene gets into a whole stupid tangle about opinions later on, which is hilarious. But yeah, so basically, yeah, Nene, this is stupid Nene, she's like, you know, Nene's basically saying, you know what, Portia doesn't come to any events. And then Portia's like, well, you don't come to my, I go to events. You didn't come to my event. You didn't go to my vegan dinner. You didn't go to my baby shower, et cetera, et cetera. And Nene's like, well, Portia's not supportive. And Portia's like, well, which event did I not go to? And Nene goes, I don't keep up with whose events you go to. Well, then why are you having this stupid argument then?
Yeah. And Andy's like, she's just trying to say that her feelings were hurt. She goes,
I don't care, Portia.
It's like, oh my god, can someone just bring a sweet sweeper in and just sweep Nene off the fucking stage?
Can we just have those guys from TV's Bloopers or Practical Jokes come on with their little brooms? Can they just come on and sweep her off the screen? I would really like that. You know.
So then Andy's like, please stop screaming, the courier getting upset. And then we get the underwater cam of
sounds like Marlo. Yeah. Because then there's like this weird like call and response moment where Andy goes, moving on, and Nene goes, whatever, moving on, whatever, moving on, whatever.
She's like the most hateful game of Marco Polo ever played.
It's like we're Marco Polo, like you're actually touching each other and you're trying to get away.
Yeah. Marco, I don't care. Yeah. Marco, I don't care.
Michael, I don't care. So now we go on to the Eva segment where it's like, for, you know, like she's a newbie and she doesn't seem to understand when she's shading people, yada, yada, yada.
Boring.
So we see a whole thing and Eva owns up. She just basically is like, okay, I was being shady. I just, my definition is different than what yours was. So now, Nini, what did you think about Eva's shade? And Nini's like, well, I didn't like some of her shade. So what did Nini not like? She didn't like when Eva said, Nini, it's not always all about you. Which, by the way, that's not shade. that's almost like a comment. It's like a subtle rebuke. Nini
wants to come on and be the biggest victim. No one has ever been nicer to another housewife on any other show ever than they have been to Nini this year.
And
they have been so fucking nice to her with Greg's illness. And she's now she still needs to be the biggest victim. So she's just going to pull anything she can out of sound bites to use. And it's like, that's what you're going to use?
Yeah. And like on top of that, I like how Nini objects to, in Eva's segment, Nini objects to Eva having said, Nini, it's not always about you, therefore turning the segment into something about Nini. But she objects to that. She doesn't like that. She's being accused of making things about her as she makes it all about herself.
Yeah, totally. So then she does a shade thing with Shamari about how Shamari dresses, you know.
Real quickly before the Shamari thing.
Oh, sorry.
Eva then does this thing like, oh, is that going to be, is that why you got that energy today? Is that why? Because your energy is like real raw today. And Nini goes, what energy? What do you mean? Aggressive? What do you mean? I fucking hate that. Don't come out here onto this reunion on national TV, have a sour look on your face the entire time, be all sorts of crabby, be nasty, brag about not get like checking in on your friend who's pregnant, and then act like you're not in an aggressive, angry mood. Like, I can't stand it. Oh my God, she drives me nuts.
Well, I know, me too. And then Nini's like, oh, you have a problem with my attitude? And she goes, yes. And she's like, you have a problem with that? She's like, yes, I do. And she goes, oh, well, so sorry. I'm so sorry. You just have to know that if you're going to throw, I know this is your first reunion, honey. Which it's not. It's her second.
It's her second, yeah.
But she's like, I know it's your first reunion, honey, but you just have to know that if you're going to throw shades, you have to take it, okay? I'm like, you're the one who can't take it. That's the whole point.
Yeah, exactly. And Eva's like, well, I mean, you had an attitude today. Like, it's not an issue of, like, we're all in our own corners, because that's what Nini says. Like, you know, Irene, you're all in your own corner. She's like, it's not about being in our own corner. It's like, we all were out here, we were bantering except for you. Everyone was bantering with everyone except for with you. And Nini goes, well, why wouldn't you have banter with me? I'm like, are you going to be a banter victim? Is that what I'm seeing here? You're going to be a banter victim?
Wow. About every little thing. It's like, Nini, God. And you know what, Nini?
Eva's been in the reality business longer than you have, actually. So you better be careful, because honestly, as much shit as we've given Eva, she is really good with her shade. And I would love nothing more than for Eva to step up and start shading the hell out of Nini.
Well, she's going to now if Nini comes back, because now they all have the power of numbers and they're not going to take Nini shit.
Yeah, the power of numbers.
The power of numbers, the sleep number.
And then on top of that, you know, Eva also was like, and by the way, you do always make it about you. Like my wedding, I remember my bachelorette party. And Nini's like, well, what does that have to do with you? Like, I was in a mood. What does that have to do with you? And Eva's like, it was my party. And also by the fact that Nini says, what does that have to do with you, implies that it had to do with Nini. So it's like,
yeah, of course. And she's like, you had no problem with me at your party. There was no problem with me at your party. You didn't get mad until you saw it on video. It's like, Nini.
God. You were killing the mood, Nini.
Oh, you're even killing the mood of the reunion. Like, the reunion is the most fun part of a housewife show, and you're killing it because you don't even have anything fun to say or anything fun to be mad about. You're just sitting there acting like you're better than anybody, and you don't even want to say anything. Just get off the stage, okay? The koi are more interesting than you.
They truly are. So now is the moment that you were trying to get to before, when Eva has a moment with Shamari.
No, I quit.
You quit.
Okay, well, yeah. So they start talking about just the fashion shade, and they're forcing Eva to say something because she's like, well, you just dress how you like. Just, you know, you do you. And they're like, no, you were shady. And she was like, well, I mean, look at her. She's like, okay. They're like, what do you think of her outfit? She's like, just look at her, okay? I think your skirt should be shorter. She said something like that.
Her dress is too long.
Like, well, I think. And she goes, no, No. She goes, well, I want to say my opinion. And she's like, no, I was asked for my opinion.
And they're like, oh, look, Eva can't take the shade.
And she's like, you look like a tree.
Yeah, that's what Shamar's big response was. I think your dress is pretty roughly and you look like a tree. Which, I don't know. I think as burns go, we could probably do a little bit better, but I still enjoyed it. So then there was questions about Yovana. Like, so Eva, you really never knew Yovana? And Portia's like, Portia like vouches for Yovana. She's like, I had people
message me and talk to them, and she really was that bitch. She was that bitch.
And then we learned that when she was at Clark, Yovana's name was Gail, which I loved. She was named Gail. Could you imagine if Gail Simmons comes back to Top Chef and she's Yovana Simmons?
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Padma would be like, did you mean to eat the entire sample, Gail? And then Yovana would just beat the shit out of her. It would be like the end of Top Chef forever.
Oh, did you meet Yovana? She says she's that bitch from Top Chef.
So, I'm surprised they didn't bring up the fact that Nene lied about not knowing who Phaedra was, because that was kind of Nene's storyline for a while when Phaedra came.
You're right.
And Phaedra was like, you don't know me? We went to school together. We were friends all through childhood. She's like, No, I don't know you.
She's crazy. So then there's this moment regarding Shamia where Eva had said that Shamia's black, but not black with a Q. And Candy, on screen, Candy said, I hope that wasn't supposed to be a dig at her being dark-skinned. And so then they sort of like hashed that out. And Eva basically was like, no, I just meant that like Shamia isn't in a singing group because she wanted to be a singer. That's all. I wasn't trying to invoke colorism. And then she's like, I can't believe you accused me of being like that. And Candy was like, no, I was just making a comment. Which is crazy because Candy didn't invoke it. She was just saying, I hope that's not what that meant. But at the end of the day, they had this whole sort of, they had like a little bit, they bickered about it a little bit. But in the end, Candy was like, the way you were speaking about it was not how I was receiving it. And my comment was me thinking I was speaking on it. So, you know, ultimately they were like, they came to the conclusion that like, oh, you said it and I took it one way, but now I see that's not how you meant it. And I was like, this is like the most mature moment that's ever been on this show.
I know. Candy's basically like, I'm not fighting with you. Okay. I have enough. Yeah. I have enough to fight about in this episode. I don't need you to, okay? Fight with that lady about her, you know, dress.
Yeah, please. Let's get back to your ruffles.
Yeah. So then we go, and then Eva's like, okay, I'll take that. And I was like, weird. So then, and the choir just like, okay.
It's like charade down there. You got baseball?
You got bubbles? Candy, you got bubbles? The Sheree and Marlo choir fighting down there. They're like,
it's like, is that koi fish wearing joggers?
That koi fish is wearing spring, summer, fall joggers. So weird.
That's so funny. That little castle the koi fish is in looks like it's falling apart. Is the basement done in that little castle?
No. So then we get to the surrogate section where Candy is talking about her surrogate, and Andy was like, yeah, I remember I called you because I was going through the same thing and no one knew, but I wanted to talk to you about it, just kind of, you know, see how blah blah blah, and I'm not taking this time to mention that I had a baby again. It's not about me and my baby. I got a baby. I've got a baby.
As someone who has a baby, I just want to talk about this in a way that's not going to hide that I just had a baby, which I did just have, and I was talking to John Mayer that I should probably talk to Candy about the fact that she's having a baby with a surrogate, because I just had a baby with a surrogate.
Isn't that crazy? Sarah Jessica Parker, as we call her, SGP or SJP. He spells it wrong. He's like, Sarah Jessica Parker. Yeah, no one cares, Andy. Shut up about your fucking baby. I came sick of hearing it. Congratulations, though, but shut up.
Yeah, it was, I mean, he told a nice words
are, shut up.
Yeah, he told a very nice story, but it was also very much like, okay, Andy, this isn't about you and your baby again. It's a lovely story, but this is not for, this is not your moment. It's not your moment.
Yeah. But it kind of became it because Candy said something like, well, now I guess now I'm going to have a baby mama. And he's like, don't you ever say that. You are that baby's mother. You have a baby's oven. That's what you have. I was like, this all is right. A fishy segment.
Oh, nice pun. So then Linda from Florida wants to know, hey, you know, your daughter keeps saying you're not spending enough time with her. So why would you go to the Big Brother house when Riley wants you at home more? And she's like, see, no, Riley, Riley had a dream. She had a dream of me being a big brother. So it's really her fault.
Yeah. And then she's
Dom
like,
just
I
laughs
like to
in
make,
the hallway.
She's like, I love to make businesses out of my pain. So, you know, because Andy changes it to the Mama Joyce thing. He's like, are Mama Joyce and Todd still fighting over that lemonade comment where Mama Joyce called him a lemon and then tried to make up for it by saying, what I was saying is that I must be a beautiful lemon tree to have such lovely lemons, which was such a fail and such a hilarious fail. And Candy's like, I like making businesses out of my pain. And so Todd's starting a lemonade stand.
I mean, enough.
Come on.
When Candy says we like to make businesses out of our pain after the hurt feelings go away, I'm like, no, it's more like Todd wants to spend your money to try to make a business.
Fucking lemonade. It's going to be hard, like Haterade.
Ooh, you know,
there
like,
you go. You can steal that.
Yeah, I love Candy, but what I don't want to see is I don't want to see her go down as Cynthia and Peter Root. Like, you know, Todd's lemonade, Peter's brew, it's getting a little too close for comfort for me.
I know, right? She's going to start coming out with closets that yell at you. It's like every little thing she can get in there.
Yeah. So, Nini says, does Nini, and by the way, Portia now wants a kickback for the dungeon stuff. And she was like laughing it off, but you know she really wants one. So, hey, Nini, do you think Candy's a good singer? She goes, I think she's a great writer. I was like, you know what, Nini, don't even shade Candy. She is way more successful than you will ever be. I'm sorry, you may be the highest paid one or whatever, but Candy actually has talent.
Yeah, no kidding. And I can't wait to watch you act again.
Yeah. So now we start heading into like the big final big moment. It's like, this season your lives online were just as click worthy as your lives on TV. I'm like, I'm not so sure about that, but we'll go with it anyway. So we basically see a whole like clip package of them doing wacky things on Instagram and saying things on Twitter, etc., etc.
Yeah, so now we get to the Sichelle Madea, you know, the best guest housewife ever. She's like, let's bring out Sichelle Madea. And she's like, hello, Andy. And they start asking Sichelle what happened. And basically, first of all, Andy's like, so, Candy, did you end up following are you and Portia following each other again on Instagram? And she's like, no. And Portia's like, yeah, you know, it's funny because the other day I almost clicked it. And Candy's like, Don't even click it, okay? Because then it becomes a bigger deal when we unfollow each other again and the blogs pick it up. And I would rather people just see me hating you when I'm hating on you. I don't need, like, spoiler alerts for when I'm about to start hating on you, okay?
Yeah, exactly. And then questions about Jahil. Hashtag Jahil. And there's, like, you see in the clip package, you see Eva says, you know what, you have to be the biggest hater not to want to see someone happy. And then a Castanini saying, the way they post is insecure, which is funny. I mean, we all don't like hashtag chill, but at the same time, I'm not going to align myself with, I will align myself with Eva before I align myself with Nini on that one. So now, Nini had sent out a tweet that said, have you ever had a close friend that was setting you up for the kill? The gag is, you know it though, they, however, wants everybody to think they are nice, pretty, and supportive, but really they're insecure, not that pretty, not talented, and certainly not nice. Their day is coming. That was Nini's tweet, okay? So now the question is, who was she writing that tweet about? So no one really, ever, it's like, it wasn't me.
And she's
I don't
just
think
like,
it was me.
Like giving that look, you know, her like mad look. And he said, was it Cynthia? Because it sounds like you're talking about Cynthia. And she goes, no.
Yeah.
And so Cynthia's like, well, listen, I didn't call anybody about it. I called Nini direct. And I said, I'm not insecure. I'm not unpretty. But when she said close friend, I thought, that has to be me.
Yeah.
It has to be me, child. And Nini's like, well, we are not close, clearly. We are not that, so it wasn't me talking about you, because I said close friends, and we are not that, Mom.
Which is so obnoxious, because you can see that, like, that is so hurtful to someone like Cynthia, who does view her as a close friend, and, like, for Nini to, like, downgrade their friendship, you know, basically just because Kenya Moore showed up at a Peach Bellini party. I mean, it is just so nasty and so rude, and Cynthia's like, we're not close friends, and Nini's like, Nini goes like this, did it? She just does sound effects. She turns into like R2-D2.
Yeah.
She's like, cha, Aren't I the C-3PO to your R2?
And everyone's laughing at her because she's just being ridiculous. And she gets mad that they're laughing at her. And he's like, well, who are you talking about? And he goes, look, Nini, okay, I have one more question about this and then I'll let it go. So, Nini, everyone from everywhere wants to know why you don't confront your friends to their faces instead of social media. And she's like, I do confront my friends to their faces, but not my not friends, which these people are not. And so Portia just goes, ah.
Portia's just like, this bitch. So yeah, she lets out the biggest sigh. She goes, ah. And then Nini goes, hey. Nini like mocks the sigh. And then Nini goes, I'm so big over here. Blimps. I'm like, okay, you're going to fat shame a pregnant woman. And then on top of that, you're going to fat shame her in a way that's not even funny. Blimps? Like, what's that supposed to mean? She's not a good reader. She's not.
She's just not. She's terrible at it. And someone on Twitter, I was reading the Twitter comments last night, too, because I looked up the hashtag Real Housewives of Atlanta, too. I was cracking up at these comments. And one lady said, have you seen your own children? They look like Transformers.
Oh God, no, it's true. Yeah, I think I saw some, there were a lot of people who were really pissed at her on Twitter for fat shaming Portia. Mm. But then there were several people that were like, have you seen your kids? They're the biggest people on Bravo. So Candy and Cynthia are basically like, you know, we just don't like it that Nini airs her dirty laundry with Greg on social media. And Nini's like, oh, well, they have an opinion and that's fine. I don't give a fuck about their opinion, says the woman who was mad that Eva said that Nini makes everything about herself. I hate when people, I hate that. Oh, I don't care about your opinion. When you spent the entire 45 minutes leading up to this getting mad at people for their opinions.
Yeah. She's like, oh, they had opinions. Oh, God. So, and Andy goes, well, yeah, but you know, you're the one who's putting it, you're the one who's telling Sashal Medea about it. And she's like, oh, no, it's okay. It's okay. I'm telling you that it's fine, but it's my business. And the next thing is they don't know what I'm going through. Nobody and they don't know how it is to be me. And they don't know if I need to scream. And maybe it's easier for me to do it on social media. It's like,
since when was that ever a good idea?
No kidding.
Like,
and
I
you
was
need
so
to scream about how much you hate your husband who's dying of cancer, you fucking asshole.
I know. But also, like, the worst thing to do is to get as angry as we are right now and then take it to social media. Although, I guess I'm not saying that I don't do that. But, like, don't say it as if that's, like, a virtuous thing. Like, I had to do it because otherwise I would just scream. I was like, you should probably scream before you bitch about your close friends and your dying husband. Well, maybe not dying, but husband who has battling cancer on social media. Because that's just a bad, petty, nasty look.
It's like everything in your store. Bad look. Okay.
So yeah, you're like the swag of Twitter.
Yeah, you're the swag of Twitter.
No, you're the swagalicious of Twitter. Like the worst version of swag that's down in Miami.
So Andy's like, but I'm just trying to ask you if it helps you put your frustrations out there to vent, you know, just to vent. She's like, well, I actually asked a question first. I asked if it was normal for Greg to act like an asshole. And then a ton of people started saying, yes, it was. And he's like, but don't you see that the irony is that you were asking for opinions, but then now you're saying you don't want opinions?
Yeah.
Or is it just that you don't want opinions about
you asking?
You don't want
opinions
about you asking for opinions. And she's like, you're trying.
You're trying with me.
She goes, here's what you get. Okay. That Instagram that says Nini Leaks on top of it is mine. And I don't have to tell you or anyone else what I do there. And you don't get to tell me how to post there. Mm. And it is going to stay that way. And Portia acts like she's in church. She's like, praise the Lord.
Which was so hilarious that Portia is just totally mocking Nini. Nini is like angry and like having her like Dixie Carter moment. And Portia is just like, just like totally undermining it. That to me was the moment when I felt like, okay, Portia, I already knew Portia was winning this reunion, but now that was the moment where she not only won it, but she has now taken the crown of the show.
It was cracking me up. And then Cynthia's trying to make light of it. She's like, well, you know, you do speak in quotes.
Yeah.
You know, you do use those Instagram quotes. And then they show some those memes that Nini's making for herself to put on her Instagram stories or whatever. And she goes, I do like quotes. It's just, I like quotes too, but but I like positive quotes.
And they all like laugh.
And you put very negative quotes. And Portia's Andy... like, well, I have a question. Why is she saying that Cynthia posting pictures of her and Chill makes her insecure? And she goes, I did not say that. I said the hashtag. The hashtag.
Yeah.
Makes her.
She goes, it just seems totally overdone. Different. And then she goes, a girl can have an opinion, honey. And then just everyone just starts laughing. Like, this bitch, this bitch, after she says all the stuff about opinions, like, a girl can have an opinion, right? And they just all laugh. Like, across, even, I mean, Shamari's laughing. Like, they're all laughing at how ridiculous. Like, Nini doesn't even seem to realize how the joke is on her at this point.
Yeah. And she's like, well, Cynthia goes, well, as your friend. And she's like, oh, my friend. Amazing. I think that's amazing that you call me a friend. And yeah. Cynthia's like, she goes, well, I think it's amazing that you would call me friend. And she goes, well, I didn't like your opinion, friend.
Yeah, and yeah, exactly. And that's pretty much where it left off, with a friend off. But yeah, Nini is a full-on monster. And, you know, I don't think she will ever, ever be humbled. And she needs to leave. We need to be done with her.
Yeah, she needs to get the hell out of here.
She's ruining the franchise. She really is. Like, because I think that, A, she's such a diva that I think then, like, it like, caused this whole thing of, like, well, if she can do that, then I want to do this, you know? Like, so now they're all they're all going to be divas anyway, but we need her out. We need her out. She probably tries to control production too much, and we can sense it. We can tell. And she's not fun to watch. No one's rooting for her. She's not a good villain. She's not a good hero. She's not a good anything.
Yeah, be done with her. Sick of you, Nini. Go away.
Go away, Nini. Go.
All right. Well, that brings us to the end of this. We did this recap on TV Party, so thank you guys for joining us on TV Party. If you miss this, you can catch a replay over at Crappens On Demand, which is a feature on Patreon, so go over there. Get tickets for Irvine. We'll see you soon, Boston. We will actually be back tonight live streaming on TV Party. We're going to do our Pump Rules recap at 10 p.m. Pacific time.
Yeah.
Over or here on TV Party TV if Party. You guys are here. And you'll be able to get that video late night tonight as well on Crappens On Demand. So check that out. We sure love you guys. We will see you next time. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Wowee.